to insert just to have it in front of you. I will be playing all of these pieces from my computer, but you will be able to follow along and hear the words. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, throughout history, your people have spoken for peace. And throughout history, people have not listened to their wise words. We pray that as we've heard your word from Scripture this morning, that it might remind us of how important peace is. Not just to save a few lives, but to save the entire world. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. So today we are listening to 6 songs for peace. However, they all don't come from protest songs against the war, or a war. Several of them are about injustice here at home. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said, "Without justice there can be no peace. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he or she who helps to perpetuate it." Now, Martin Luther King was talking about the Vietnam War and the civil rights of blacks. There were those in his time and since then who have said, "Without justice there can be no peace," or "No peace, no justice, no peace." And they used it as a threat of violence. However, as I've shared with Cheyenne, it is true that as long as there is injustice, there just cannot be peace, because those experiencing injustice will do what they feel they need to do to achieve justice. And I believe that's why the prophets and why Jesus spoke so much about justice and peace throughout the Bible. Injustice is the underpinning of most wars and violence. Now, we all hope for peace. We all want it badly, especially when we are at war or experiencing some form of violence in our lives or in our world. And that's what's behind this first song today by Cat Stevens, who changed his name to Yusuf Islam, and his Peace Train. Peace Train was written on a train in 1970. It speaks of the belief that peace is not far away. He had that feeling that it was coming. And in an introduction to the song during the Iraq War, Yusuf shared the following: "Peace Train is a song I wrote, the message of which continues to breeze thunderously through the hearts of millions. There is a powerful need for people to feel that gust of hope rise up again as a member of humanity. And as a Muslim, this is my contribution to the call for a peaceful solution." So we start today with a hope for peace. Not only as the war in Afghanistan and Syria are still ongoing, but as possible war with Iran becomes a strong possibility.
Thinking about good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at once, and I believe it could be someday is going to come. 'Cause out on the air dawns, there is a peace train, a peace train.
thing about the world as it is. Why must we go to only what can we get in this? 'Cause I'm on the edge of darkness.
And drug use and being disgusted. What's going on is about peace, violence, and drug use. And what's very interesting, Marvin, if I recall the story correctly, had a falling out with his father because his father did not believe that Marvin was being respectful of those who were fighting with his peace song, by writing his peace song and so forth. And in the end, it was his father who killed Marvin, his son. So, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Brother,
the musical Les Miserables, or Les Mis, broke upon the theater world. It's a musical, as most of you know, based on the novel of the same name written by the famous French writer and poet Victor Hugo. It tells the story of Jean Valjean, who steals gold candlesticks from a priest. The priest gives the candlesticks to him when he's been caught and says, "Oh, I, to the inspector, I gave them to him." And he encourages John to do good with his life. And Valjean enters a lifelong battle with Inspector Javert, who believes that a leopard, or like a leopard, men and women cannot change their spots. The battle hurts innocent people. Early on, Valjean is entrusted with the daughter of a woman named Fantine, who dies young, and he raises the daughter as best as he can while on the run from Javert. In the end, the daughter, Cosette, falls in love with a young man named Marius, who was part of a band of young men and women who set up a barricade to protest and fight against French government oppression. All of the youth at the barricade die, except the injured Marius, who Valjean saved by taking him out through the sewers of the city of Paris. After the Battle of the Barricade, we hear the women of the town decrying the waste of youth lives in the deaths at the barricade. It's a poignant reminder of the true carnage of war and violence. The song is turning, and it shares the very real sense of futility in war and violence. Los Angeles. to reflect the fallout from the riots and black oppression. It is a song looking for and believing that peace can happen again in the city of LA. But things need to change. World War II had begun. With the rise to power of the Third Reich, which began the year before, 1933, with Adolf Hitler becoming the dictator of Germany. And it speaks of a recognition that our pride for the beautiful things of our country are found in other countries as well, and felt by the people of those countries as well. It's a recognition that God is the God of other nations as well as our own, and that God loves the people of the other nations as much as God loves us. And this version of it is sung by the Harvard Choir. Especially for our times. It isn't just about war. It It's about justice. It's about climate change. Perhaps the question we need to ask ourselves is, what is God seeing? Watching from a distance, but I do believe God is watching. Amen.